I think what we're seeing, which is really pleasing for agriculture, is we're seeing the fundamental shift, which is making investment in agriculture attractive now more so than it has been in the past. If we look at where beef prices are, for example, today, and where land prices sit, land prices haven't probably caught up. So we've got an opportunity for people to come in and buy land at the right price. And then the other thing you need to, I guess, understand is a lot of these guys have already got business interests in Southeast Asia and in particular in China. So they have already a pathway to market to, I guess, place the output from all those properties that they've acquired straight into these very fast-growing Asian markets that are very keen to get their hands on clean, green and sustainably produced protein.
Ben Waters, I'm trying to get a perspective from the people who are currently on some of these pastoral properties around Western Australia. Our information is that a lot of people are getting the knock on the door. You know, are you interested in selling? And it's kind of going like wildfire through the Kimberley and obviously now into the Gascoyne as well. Is now the time to buy?
Fundamentally, it is a good time to buy with the beef industry recovering and then in particular Western Australia having had a stronger season this year than it has had in the past. You know, these individuals wouldn't be out buying if there wasn't an end play for them, if it wasn't a viable business. So is it a good time to buy? Yes, I think it is a good time to buy, but I don't think it's as widespread as everyone would have you believe. What we at FGI, what we're seeing is particular properties, so very high quality properties being targeted, and on top of that, very high quality beef herds that sit on top of that as well. So when if you have the combination of both, you're in a very strong position.
So it's really cherry-picking.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's cherry-picking in so much that it's rewarding those producers who have maintained their farms and worked very hard to keep the infrastructure ongoing and have invested in the pastures and those sorts of things and improved productivity. But also, in doing that, they've improved the genetics. So what you've got there is a herd that could be used in a live export sense or could potentially be processed on shore and sold either into southern domestic markets or shipped to the north into the Asian markets.
What about interest in other states and the Northern Territory in particular? Are you seeing as much interest across, you know, Northern Territory into Queensland as well as we're seeing here in WA?
We're certainly seeing a high level of interest in northern Queensland. And potentially, you know, a lot of that is driven by Queensland's probably more advanced infrastructure with regard to access to ports and access to processing facilities. There is certainly a good level of interest in the Northern Territory, in particular because it allows the opportunity for scale. Often the property sizes are larger, therefore you end up with more cattle, gives you economies of scale. I think probably the foreign investor may find an investment in the Northern Territory slightly more daunting than Western Australia or Northern Queensland on the basis of it's probably a little bit more isolated and it takes them a little bit longer to get their mind around how they get their offtake back into the market that they're trying to service.
Are there many more properties in Western Australia that you think these high-profile business people, or foreign investors for that matter, have their eye on at the moment?
I've no doubt that there is a high level of interest in, but it is in the quality property. So good dirt and good cattle, they will be the priority. So producers that fit that mould, I would not be surprised if they receive a significant amount of interest in their operation, especially if they've got good property, good cattle, and they offer a size of investment that allows the investor, whether that be a high-profile domestic or an overseas investor, a scalable opportunity to either that one property or acquisition of further properties.
So you're pretty sure, you can guarantee just about, that we'll see some more of these properties changing hands fairly soon?
Yes, I think we will. I think if you look at the Australian beef herd and you look at the beef herd globally, what we've seen in recent times is supply of quality beef will probably drop away a little bit. And beef being beef, it takes some time to respond to that. So I suspect that the fundamentals will stay strong for a period of time. In particular, in Australia, we've seen our herd numbers reduced because of very dry conditions. As the seasons change, what we'll see is... The cattle price fundamentals stay very strong for a period of time as supply tries to catch up with demand again.
Now, part of your job is talking to people, investors who do want to invest in agriculture. Has that talk picked up in recent times?
Yeah, look, it's been very busy on the talk front for quite a while now. We would see new interested parties on a regular basis, probably weekly, coming to the country wanting to understand how they might invest in Australian agriculture. What's probably most different in the probably last couple of months is the talk conversion to action has probably increased. I think people have now been looking at agriculture long enough, both domestically and from an international point of view, that they are starting to understand what agriculture means and what it means to participate in Australian agriculture and the challenges and the potential rewards. So I think the education piece is getting there. And I think also now with the strong, very, very strong commodity prices that we're seeing, you know, I think that some of that talk is now converting to action, which is, you know, again, which is great for the industry.
And you cover, you know, a range of different agribusinesses. So where is the interest? Is it just the cattle or it's much wider than that?
I think generally the interest is very protein focused. As a probably a lead focus, and then after that those proteins need to be grown sustainably. They need to be seen as clean and healthy options as well. So I think they're some of the key drivers that we have here in Australia. That it's, you know, we are seen as clean, green, and sustainably produced farmers compared to other areas. So it's protein and then the sustainability piece, which is probably driving a lot of the talk and a lot of the action as well.
And which state in particular is a lot of the interest going to be directed?
I think if it stays at the protein level, we'll see a very high level of interest across Australia. Beef in the north will continue to be one that will be attractive for a period of time and hopefully for a long period of time. We're seeing a lot of interest in dairy. And that's, you know, that's traditionally been a southern Australian enterprise, but we are seeing a lot of interest in both dairy from a whole milk powder and raw milk all the way through to infant formula and those sort of products as well. So, you know, the interest level across the board is high. But having said that, we also see a good level of interest in the cropping sector, both at a horticulture level and then also at coarse grains and oilseeds as well. So generally, the interest is fairly widespread, although beef and dairy are probably the industries we are seeing the highest level of talk turning into action and transactions.
So then, crystal ball gazing a little bit, which property or business do you think might go under the hammer next?
Well, that's a very hard question to answer. There's quite a few of them. I think that there's a number being talked about, and I wouldn't want to say anything that would potentially upset a transaction.
But even without even giving anything away, though, in your head then, there are several properties that you're very well aware of that have got a lot of interest.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And that interest is pleasingly coming from a very broad range of interested parties. Certainly China continues to show a high level of interest, in particular in beef and dairy. But we are, for the first time in a long time, we're starting to see some significant domestic interest. It would be great to see some interest from the Australian Superannuation Funds. You know, there's some challenges there for them, but you know, hopefully they will continue to develop their strategy around agriculture, and we continue to see these high-profile individuals showing real interest in Australian agriculture as well.
Ben Waters, it was great to get your insights on this subject today. Thanks so much for your time.
No problems at all. Thank you.